This is Poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Bill Holm. Holm was born on August 25, 1943, in Minniota, Minnesota. He grew up in a family that was proud of their Icelandic roots. After high school, he attended Gustavus Adolphus College in St. Peter, Minnesota, where he graduated with a BA in 1965. He then went to the University of Kansas for an MA, which he received 2 years later. He taught English at Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall, Minnesota from 1980 to 2007. His many books include Box Elder Bug Variations, The Music of Failure, Coming Home Crazy, The Dead Get By With Everything, The Heart Can Be Filled Anywhere on Earth, The Windows of Brimness, and The Chain Letter of the Soul, to name but a few. Holm won a fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts. He won the Minnesota Book Award twice, and in 2008, he received a McKnight Distinguished Artist Award for his years of service to the arts in Minnesota. Known as the Polar Bear of American Literature, an affectionate term given to him by Minnesota poet Barton Sutter, Holm was known for his big personality, his loud, friendly demeanor, his kindness, his hard work, and his love of travel. In fact, he loved travel so much that he spent summers in his second home in Iceland. Your place on the planet, Holm wrote in The Windows of Brimness, is where the light feels right to you. He passed away quite suddenly on February 26, 2009, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I had the very good fortune of calling Bill a friend, and we read together at a number of events. He would tell me why Iceland was the greatest place on the planet, and I would tell him why Ireland was better. Maybe I preferred the light there. Like so many other writers in the Midwest, I miss him still. Today's poem is American News. On August 1, 2007, in the evening, during a heavy commute, the I-35W bridge collapsed in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was Minnesota's third busiest bridge, and when it gave way, cars tumbled into the Mississippi River. 13 people were killed, and 145 were injured. It was a surprising disaster, so unexpected, so shocking, that it made international news. Holm wrote a poem about this, and he also wrote about his frustration with America as a whole. At the time, we were in another pointless war, Iraq, which wasn't going very well, and now things that were supposed to link us together, bridges, were collapsing and crumbling. This is American News by Bill Holm. More black news from Minnesota. A bridge over the Mississippi falls. 9 dead, 20 missing, details unclear. All this arrives in half-understood Icelandic over the car radio while driving to a Kurai. I imagine cars hurtling over the interstate bridge into the now tepid waters of the river. The sky above, a humid hundred, cries and shrieks muffled in the saturated air. Bridges are not supposed to fall in invincible, can-do America. The Brooklyn Bridge does not fall. The iron gates of the locks in the Panama Canal have opened and closed every day since 1913. The generators hum below Hoover Dam to feed the electrical jolt that cools, lights, and irrigates the West. The motor in the old Buick purrs after 250,000 miles. We build to last. We are the world's engineers. Suddenly, we lose all our steadily stupider wars. The currency evaporates. We're afraid of every moving shadow. The FedEx clerk in Minneapolis has never heard of Iceland. That in Europe? We don't deliver there. Where's Retjevelt? The code book lies on the table in front of him, number 286, but he either can't or won't read it. So goes business, as Charles Wilson said, the business of America. 3/4 of us believe in a personal God who saves and punishes. 3/4 of us can't find Canada, France, or the Pacific on a map. We believe in one true God, but not in geography. Every day, Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan appear in the Reykjavik newspapers. What are they up to now? Tomorrow, I suppose, it will be pictures of cars dropping off a collapsed bridge down into the father of waters that divides us, east from west, the waters that begin in Scandinavian, safe, efficient Minnesota, and now will carry bodies downstream in the current through 27 locks and dams that may or may not open and close and open again, as they are directed, so that the ghosts can make their way toward whatever is left of New Orleans. Oh, United States, Walt Whitman thought you might wake up, though he was not sure, and he wept for you. Your sleep is deeper now than ever before, and none of your information systems are worth a damn to wake you up, to hold up the girders of whatever bridge might carry you through even one more century of history.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. American News was originally published in The Chain Letter of the Soul by Bill Holm, published by Milkweed Editions in 2009. Bill Holm is the copyright holder, and permission for this broadcast was granted by Milkweed Editions. For more information about Bill Holm's poetry, please visit milkweed.org. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.